I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Sunday for immediately deporting illegal immigrants entering the United States with no judges or court cases. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump declared, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country," contending that our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order. The U.S. leader claimed that the U.S. immigration law is laughed at all over the world and is very unfair to all those people who have gone through the system legally and are waiting online for years. President Trump says immigration is a good election issue for Republicans, who are hoping in the fall election to maintain control of Congress over the Democrats.
"Our issue is strong borders, no crime. Their issue is open borders. Let MS-13 all over our country. That's what's going to happen if you listen to them."
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives is still planning to vote this week on comprehensive immigration policy changes after last week defeating a tougher version of new immigration controls. The president has asked them to hold off on those votes until after the midterm elections. The U.S. military has relocated wooden coffins containing the remains of 100 American soldiers who have been missing from the 1950-53 Korean War to the inter-Korean border in preparation for North Korea's eventual return of the remains to their home country. A U.S. Forces Korea spokesman said 150 metal transfer cases that will be used to send the remains home were shipped to a U.S. air base near Seoul. North Korea agreed during the June 12th summit in Singapore between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump to return the remains to the U.S. This is VOA News. An explosion at a campaign rally for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's elections. That's according to officials there. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in the explosion at a campaign rally at an opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. The president said there have been so many attempts on his life that he's used to them. U.S. President Donald Trump's point man in the Middle East has wound up a peace mission to the region. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Envoy Jared Kushner says the Trump administration will unveil its Mideast peace plan soon, with or without the Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority refused to meet Kushner during his week-long visit to the region because the United States has recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Kushner made the comments to a Palestinian newspaper after holding separate talks in the region with the leaders of Israel, Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. He said the international community is getting frustrated with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for failing to take constructive steps toward achieving peace.
That's Robert Berger reporting for VOA. Voters in Turkey are at the polls to choose many and members of parliament and a president. Eastern Mediterranean University scholar Ahmet Sozin tells VOA the election is not only important to Turkey, but much of the world as well.
"The test this time is going to be between whether people are happy with a decade and a half long ruled by Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party, or whether the Turks are ready for change. But of course, the election is going to take place under extraordinary law, the state of emergency, which is continuing in the last 2 years after the coup attempt in the summer of 2016.
Candidates for 600 parliament seats and six presidential candidates will be on the ballot. Iraq will conduct a manual recount of votes from a May election only for ballots mentioned in official reports on fraud or informal complaints. It is a move likely to speed up the ratification of final results and the formation of a new government. The parliamentary election has been marred by historically low turnout and fraud allegations. The outgoing parliament this month passed a law mandating a nationwide manual recount of votes, but the panel of judges now in charge of the recount said it would only be conducted for problematic ballots. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA, all the hits and more. VOA.